episode 2367, How Well Do You Love Your Spouse?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is the holiday weekend. Happy 4th of July. Hopefully you're spending it with your spouse. Yes, it's Relationship Builders Day. You got to come together once in a while. Seriously, you got to make time for that. And so today I want you to think about, how well do you love your spouse? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, the most important person you can love is your spouse. Yet people have a tendency to focus on how they are loved instead of looking at how they love others. So how well do you love your spouse? And be honest with yourself. Own what is or is not present in your marriage. This is hard to do, but I want you to take a look in the mirror when it comes to your marriage, because it's very easy to get self-centered on WIIFM. You know, what's in it for me? It's a great station. But that's not really where we need to be landing when it comes to building a relationship. You know, how can you give me more? Really? What can you do to love me? Okay, maybe. When will you give me what I deserve? Do all these sound too familiar? They do to me because they're self-centered. They're very selfish. We can get caught up in what others should be doing for us instead of looking at how we can love others. And today, I want you to specifically focus on your spouse. How well do you love your spouse? Are you leaving him out of the picture of love and delight? Is the day all about what you need? If you desire to have a thriving marriage and build a stronger foundation, you must love with an open heart. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Love with an open heart. Now, you might be rolling your eyes at me. I do everything for him, and what do I get? Not much of anything that I deserve. You haven't seen our marriage. You haven't been with him for the last 12 years. Do you know what he's like? Okay, I get it. Take a deep breath. Marriage is not just about you. Remember, there is another person in the relationship. And just because you said I do doesn't let you off the hook to love less than when you first met. Love grows when you challenge each other. And this comes when you love with an open heart. So what does that look like? I mean, how can we really apply this in our everyday? Number one, forgive faster. If you need to give your spouse so much time in order to move past a situation or circumstance, then you're not forgiving fast enough. You've got to be willing to say, okay, I know this is where he stands. All right, but you know, at this moment, it doesn't matter. Let bygones be bygones. It's done. It's finished. Next. But unfortunately, we like to hold on. We like to say, oh, well, he's got to do this, and then he's got to do that. And then if he does this, then maybe I will. Does God set expectations on his love for you? Then why do you do it for your spouse? Forgive faster. You can't allow yourself to get tangled up in what doesn't go your way, because then you're always going to have a situation on your hands. So forgive faster. Number two, score the positive. It's easy to keep track of what doesn't work. So keep track of what is more meaningful for your relationship. What serves your spouse? You know, it's interesting watching tennis. Wimbledon's on, and I love tennis. You know, I love a lot of sports. And one of the things they keep track of in tennis is unforced errors. And that means it's the fault of the player. They could have done something different and they didn't, and it was an unforced error. I'm like, gosh darn it, we do that in our marriage. But the problem is we're keeping it for the other player. And it's really going against them. And we're like, uh-huh, well, you got two unforced errors here just in this hour. Oh, wait. Now it's lunchtime. Now we're up to like 10 unforced errors. You're keeping score of the wrong things. Score the positive. What serves your spouse? That's the position that you're looking at. It's not about, oh, well, what's serving me? Again, that's self-centered. Flip it. Score the positive. And finally, number three, love because you choose to. Love does not come easy. It truly takes one deciding that taking aim and loving is all worth the effort. Let me ask you an interesting question. Do you just wake up in the morning and say, oh man, that dude that I'm laying next to, oh, he is awesome. No, you probably get up and go, okay, he's a great guy, but yesterday was hard. And I didn't really agree with everything, but you know what? That's all right. But what do you finish after that statement? Is it, man, he's got to show up more for me. He's got to do more for me. He's got to buy more for me. He's got to, what, fill in the blank. What happens in our marriage is we begin to set expectations that we want our spouse to meet for us as an individual, not for us as in our marriage. And that is totally different. Yes, you have needs that need to be met. I get that. We all have desires, but it is a two-way street. And if you're all about me, then there's going to be nothing about your spouse. And I'm telling you right now, your marriage is going to fail and fail fast. And if it doesn't fail fast and doesn't end in divorce or fighting all the time, what's going to happen is it's just going to be very weak. And there's going to be a situation that comes up that you will not make it through. You will not survive. And you'll part separate ways. That's when heartbreak happens. When you talk to people who say, gosh, I couldn't get over my marriage. And then they never go back and get married again. Because they figure that they'll fail even more. It was too rough. It was too tough. We can't have these uncut rough edges in our marriage. And it comes by really beginning to open up our hearts, not to what we want and what we see, but to what our spouse needs. Forgive faster, score the positive, and love because you choose to. If loving was easy, everyone would be loved. And that's just not the way love works. You have to be willing to sacrifice, go above your own desires, and forgive even when you don't feel like it. So it is a holiday weekend. And guess what? I'm not going to talk that long today. Because I want you to spend time with your family. I want you to spend time with your spouse. I want you to really put the two of you as a priority this weekend. What can you do? Where can you make time? Where can you show up differently? How can you show up differently? Maybe you're the one who gets up on the wrong side of the bed every morning. Come on, own it. Say, guess what? You know what? Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up and I am not going to be crabby. You know, that's really hard to do when you're used to doing it, you know, 365 days in the year. Believe it or not, I bet your spouse notices these things. That maybe they've chosen not to hold you to the fire when it comes to, well, you're crabby every morning. Maybe they've opted to, you know what? That's just them and I'm not going to worry about that. It's not going to allow me to judge them and say, oh, that's an unforced error. No, instead, I'm going to say, you know what? That's them. It's a quirk. I accept it. Don't like it, but I accept it. Move on. And so I give them their space. That's a lot easier. So what can you do to serve your spouse? How can you love your spouse well? That's what I want you to think about. It will give you freedom in your marriage, and I promise you, your marriage will grow. You can love your spouse well. The question is, will you choose to? Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.